back home now, and they don't consider themselves homeless, so they don't ask for help. But a Swinburne University-led study has found that in Melbourne's outer east, children as young as 10 are running away from home and finding shelter in parks, cars, or on friends' couches. The researchers also found that most of them do try to keep going to school. In Melbourne, Tom Nightingale reports.
The Yarra Ranges in Melbourne's outer east includes the city's urban fringe, as well as smaller towns in the hills. A study being released today highlights a growing problem of homelessness among local teenagers.
To begin with, I tried to stay at friends' houses, so I was couch surfing for a couple of months. Didn't really stay anywhere for more than two nights at a time.
About 6 years ago, aged 15, Laura Johns left home and began sleeping elsewhere after arguments with her father.
Very quickly, my friendship sort of started falling apart. I stayed in a youth refuge one night in the city, but to be completely honest, I think the streets were a little bit safer in my head at that point. I've stayed a few nights in the city under the bridge near Flinders Street Station. Yeah.
How old were you at this time?
At that point, I was 16.
Laura Johns is now 21 and studying to be a youth worker. She says teenagers who sleep on friends' couches don't think of themselves as homeless.
A lot of young people don't see couch surfing as homeless. They sort of see it like, oh, I just want to get some space from mum and dad. But they don't realise is if you're still looking for somewhere to stay every night, you don't have a home.
That sentiment is backed up by a study led by Swinburne University being released today. Dr. Monica Teelking is with Swinburne University.
The median age of young people who started running away, it was 14. But then we asked them, when did they actually consider themselves to be homeless? When did they think that they, you know, had a problem that they needed to get help for? And the median age for that was 16. And 2 years is a long time.
What are the implications when someone is homeless, in this case a teenager who might be vulnerable but doesn't consider themselves homeless?
Well, the implications of that is that they don't get support. And what we do know is that early intervention actually works.
The study is based on interviews with 21 young people who'd been homeless during high school. One slept in 57 different places while at school. And there was one other finding that Dr. Teelking describes as shocking.
We had a proportion of the sample, 30%, that said that they first started running away when they were 10 years old. You know, that's quite a shocking result to imagine a 10-year-old running away. And then we asked them, well, when you did run away, did you stay overnight somewhere? 50% of the sample said that they stayed overnight and they slept rough.
The study shows even when homeless, teenagers continue to try to go to school.
What it says about young people is that school's a very important place for them. If they haven't got the secure base at home, then school becomes even more important, and that young people still have those aspirations to reach their dreams.
The study also finds just 16% of young people who'd been homeless knew targeted help was available. Laura Johns went back to school once a youth worker got in touch.
Well, I know that it's definitely a growing problem in Melbourne, and not only Melbourne, but definitely the Yarra Ranges. I know a lot of young people that are either couch surfing or sleeping rough out that way, and they just really, I think the biggest issue is that they don't know what to do and they don't know their options, and I think that's the hardest thing for them.
How do you get the message out, though? What do you think is the best way of doing it?
I think school is probably the best way to get out. Like, if we can sort of help young people understand it earlier, it might not get to the point where they're living rough.
The study has been done by Swinburne University, the University of Western Australia, the employment network OALAN, and the local youth service Anchor.
Tom Nightingale in Melbourne.